It's a collection of urbanists who are set on challenging the built environment to create more spaces that center Black futures, Black lives, and demand for talent, culture, and ritual to be implemented just as any other strategy would be when thinking about our built environments.
And one of the ways this organization is going to do that is through this series of conversations. Why did you decide to do these conversations?
These conversations were born out of the Murals for Racial Justice initiative. And that was a citywide initiative that took place this summer in response to police brutality. So a series of murals went up downtown on the boarded up buildings, artists painted on them, and then that transformed into a much larger conversation around equity, liberation, and practice here in our own city, and what is missing in that conversation. Why are these actions still happening? So one of the tentacles of that larger program has been this series of conversations that will launch on November 10th, where we are actively exploring practices of diversity, inclusion, equity, and liberation, specifically leaning on the talents and expertise of members of color from our neighborhoods, and looking at why are these tragedies and atrocities happening to our brothers and sisters and cousins just because of the color of their skin. And so we really want to take a deep dive into what is it that is in our built environment and what is it that is in our collective practice as administrators or patrons of these industries that is perpetuating this.
Your panelists have very interesting backgrounds too.
We believe in the talent of the people around us. So we were very, very intentional about leaning on those who are doing work in everyday places. And so every single session has a varied lineup of panelists. And for the first one, we have an architect, we have a scientist, we have an artist teacher, a teaching artist, and a multimedia art technician. And each one of them is bringing just a bounty of lived experience in their work. And each one of them works in very particular communities and very particular neighborhoods. And so we think it's important to have that conversation when we're talking about the places and spaces that Black people specifically live, work, and play, because it's not this one-size-fits-all cookie-cutter mold.
How will you glean reaction from the people that join these conversations?
We're not here to change minds. We're here to push and meet our growing edges. We're here to offer information that is factual, and we're here to present calls to action. So not only are these conversations where we have a circle of experts, these experts are also talking to the community members who join the conversation. So once again, we're looking at everyone who participates as an expert. If you are alive, then you have lived experience, and that makes you an expert. And then at the end of that, we're also saying, based on all this information that we've just learned and shared together, here's what we can do tactically in our neighborhoods to keep pushing this needle forward. So it's both a discussion and a call to action.
That call to action seems to be something that people really want.
Yeah. And that's why we wanted to go slow in building these and be intentional in what we are presenting. And so after each session, there will be a consistent call to action and a new call to action, because we want to meet people where they are.
Thank you, Denicia, very much. We're looking forward to these conversations.
Yes, thank you. We're looking forward to them as well.